For some reason, the Washington State Insurance Commissioner, Michael Kreidler, decided to get into the debate over the Texas abortion law. He decided to compare it to the Taliban. This after 13 U.S. service members were murdered due to the incompetence of the Biden administration. And of course, the Taliban itself, which was doing security of the perimeter of the airport where the suicide bombings took place. The Taliban, of course, is a disgusting terrorist organization that doesn't value life whatsoever. And to make that comparison caught the attention of a whole lot of folks, including my next guest, State Senator Doug Erickson, Republican from Ferndale. Welcome to the show, Doug. It's been a while. Just when you saw this, not just tweet, but he put out a statement on the state's website, what went through your mind?
You know, a bunch of things went through my mind on this. And to me, you know, I'm a pro-life guy, but his tweet was not about the abortion issue. To me, it was just a symbol of how far Olympia has fallen in terms of public discourse and civility amongst the people that are elected to represent the people of Washington. And it's really harmful. And my thing for Kreidler is resign or apologize, you know, one of the two, because what you said was completely inappropriate, no matter what the topic, to compare any American citizen to the Taliban, which right now in our local media, we read about them going door to door, killing people, raping women, cutting off hands, cutting off heads. And to compare any American organization or citizen to that is just completely offensive.
Why do you think he did it in that way? I mean, he could have put out a personal tweet or something, but he decided to do it from a state account.
Which is incredibly surprising to me also. I wonder if he actually knows what he sent out. You know, is the question I'd like somebody to ask him and say, was this something your staff put together and then sent to you as a, hey, is this okay to go out? He didn't look at it, and he just hit the yes button, which I know happens occasionally with elected officials on how they do this. But no, do you state resources to do that? And it's, to me, it's not even just attacking Republicans. I mean, there are a lot of Catholics out there who mm-hmm. are pro-life and are not Republicans, or a lot of evangelicals who are pro-life and not Republican. And he basically just said, all of you are the Taliban if you don't agree with me. And I hate to say this also, but I think we have really seen a decline in the civil discourse in Olympia since Jay Inslee was elected governor. And I think he brought a lot of Washington, D.C. with him when he came here.
Have you reached out to the commissioner's office?
Now, we've asked them to apologize, yeah. So,
but I mean, have you reached out to see what was going through his mind, or have you looked into this? Like, is this, it's obviously not an acceptable use of state funds. Is it in violation of any ethics rules?
You know, the legislative ethics board is different than the executive ethics board.
Yeah.
And they have more lenient rules on the executive side. I think it's a violation. It could be. But they have more leeway to be able to do certain things. But I think it's definitely an inappropriate use of taxpayer dollars to send out that statement. But is it an illegal use of taxpayer dollars? I don't have the answer to that. But we've reached out and asking him to apologize. And, you know, I've said dumb things over the years. I think I said a dumb thing on your show once in a while. You know, and you apologize for it when you misspeak or say that I shouldn't have said that. That was wrong. And I think he would really help, you know, the discourse in Olympia and Washington, if he would just apologize and say, that's not what I meant. I shouldn't have said that.
So let me push back on one thing, because you think it might help the discourse. I don't think it will. I think he felt comfortable doing it because that is the discourse, not just in Olympia, but that's the state of politics between left and right right now. I mean, this idea that it's just in Olympia very clearly is not true, right? I mean, we hear Republicans get called Nazis all the time.
You know, I shouldn't chuckle when you say that. That's true. You know, Washington State didn't used to be this bad. And again, I go back, you know, Jay came from Congress, and he kind of brought, I think, a lot of some of the bad things you see in Washington, D.C. with him. It's not as enjoyable down there anymore. It's become a much more partisan institution, less camaraderie between Republicans and Democrats since Jay was elected. And that's frustrating. I'm not saying that we should all be chummy all the time, but you can be professional and be, you know, have a relationship that's respectful of each other. And when you see a person in statewide office who's so comfortable just to throw that out on state resources, that's a symptom and a sign that there's a bigger problem we need to address.
State Senator Doug Erickson joining me on the line. We're closer to the deadline to get the vaccine if you're a state worker, if you work in the healthcare field, or if you work at a school, public or private. If you don't get vaccinated, you will be fired, according to the governor. There are two exemptions that are allowed. In some cases, staff aren't even receiving their exemption forms. And, you know, if you're going to get the Moderna virus, you only have a few days to get it, the first shot, if you're going to be in compliance with this this mandate by October 18th. Just do you get the sense that the governor's office understands how many staff are willing to be fired over this?
No, I'm still shocked by it. Obviously, like every household, I think, in Washington State, you know, we're impacted directly. My wife's a teacher. I have kids in college who are being, you know, bullied into getting the shots. And it's frustrating. And again, I'm not pro-vax or anti-vax. I'm not going to go through my status or my family status because that's a personal healthcare decision on who's got the shot and who hasn't. But I'm not against it. But at the same time, I don't think Jay fully, maybe he does. Maybe he gets it. I don't know. That actually people are going to walk off the job. Law enforcement, nurses, firefighters, state employees. Don't try to go out to the San Juan Islands this weekend because the state employees union is going to have a walking slowdown, a sick-in call for the ferries going to the San Juan. So they're canceling ferry runs. So the pushback is coming, and this will come to a head in the next 10 days. I'm very hopeful that Jay will step back from the brink, allow people some options.
By the time he steps back, though, how many people do you think will feel coerced into getting the vaccine and then got the vaccine that maybe they didn't want to because of a religious conviction that they didn't think would be accommodated? I mean, this idea that he could do it at the very end seems like a political win, I'm sure, in his head, because he would get more people vaccinated. But he's effectively using the threat of losing one's ability to pay their rent, to pay for doctor's bills, to go to the dentist, whatever it happens to be. It's coercive and exploitative. It's wrong. It's morally wrong.
I'm completely in agreement. The one thing I think that they, my cynical mind, I think they're happy to use it to force out law enforcement officers in Seattle because they want to defund the police anyway.
Yep.
So they see this as a way to churn out law enforcement and force them to go other places. But again, this is one of those things when people see it and they see politics. Why is the science so different in Florida, so different in North Dakota, Texas, even in California, where the science seems to be so different? They've backed off of their mandate. But here in Washington State, we have the most restrictive rules. And it is wrong to force people to inject something into their body they don't want to. That, to me, is so troubling, and it just really grates against me. And, of course, we're calling for a special session to go down to Olympia and address it. We've been calling for a special session for 18 months, though.
It's not going to happen.
We've gotten nowhere, of course.
And special sessions.
It's not going to happen.
I hear folks ragging on the party, saying you guys aren't doing enough. The state isn't doing enough to push back against this state party. But, I mean, there's only so much you can do when you don't have the power in at least the House or the Senate, right? If you had power in one branch, you have some leverage. But right now there's no leverage. And so ultimately it's going to come down to who will vote, who will get organized, who will put in positions of power smarter politicians who actually listen to the people. So hopefully people will start to get a little bit more organized. We've been talking with State Senator Doug Erickson, Republican from Ferndale. Appreciate you coming on. 1-800-465-8770. If you want to join the conversation, send me a text message. 1-800-465-8770. All right, now let's get you home the right way with Right Way Traffic.